Matari Yemoja isn't the typical bicyclist yet. He's young, African-American, and lives in the suburbs. But on a recent weeknight, he was in the city hauling around his unrideable hand-me-down bike.
Ever since I got it, it's been looking that weird, you know. The metal part of the wheel is, like, really bent, you know, so it's got a lot of issues right now. So I definitely need new tires, you know.
In fact, Matari's bike wheels kind of looked like they'd been run over more than once. Matari didn't know how to fix them and didn't have money to spend at a bike shop. But on this clear spring night, none of that mattered.
We are working on, what's your name?
Matari's bike.
Matari's bike. And I'm Big John.
Big John Braswell is a regular at the SOPO Bike Cooperative in Atlanta, Georgia. SOPO is one of more than 100 bike co-ops that have opened around the country over the last few years. They're do-it-yourself community centers with tools and used, donated, and salvaged parts. People like Matari can learn to take old wheels or handlebars or seats and put them on other bikes. They end up with a functional bicycle that's cheaper and more unique than what they'd find in a store.
The Frankenbike is an industry term to refer to a bicycle that's put together out of parts.
Rachel Spiewak is the founder of SOPO.
Usually parts salvaged from bikes that aren't functional anymore, so sort of a term of endearment for something. One bike put together out of many.
Spiewak likes her Frankenbikes and the bike co-op model because they help people who want to start biking but don't know where to start, like Matari Yemoja. And volunteers like Big John are more than happy to teach what they know.
Dude, we have to go in and find you a rim because that is bent.
Yeah, that was my biggest fear.
When SOPO opened 3.5 years ago, Rachel Spiewak couldn't have known gas prices would get so crazy or that the economy would tank. But in car-centric sprawling Atlanta, she and a few friends wanted to show that bikes could be a cheap, environmental, and practical option.
We're a community of people that already kind of had our eye on what the gas prices were doing and, you know, the actual cost of being car dependent. And so to us, the crisis was already here, and we wanted to do something proactive about it.
When gas prices shot up last year to more than $4 a gallon, Spiewak watched as the number of visitors to the donations-only shop grew and grew. Just about everyone was looking for an option besides driving. Now, with more people out of work and pinching pennies, SOPO's seen even more people coming in with their bikes looking for help. During January and February, 275 people came to SOPO, even though the shops only open a few hours a day. But the bike co-op's popularity doesn't really surprise anyone, including Spiewak.
So we figure, you know, how many people have a bike? Most people. Who's ridden it recently? Not a lot. And why is that? Flat tire, you know, the brakes are kind of out. Kind of minor repair issues. So there's just an infinite supply of discarded bike parts. And there's an infinite need for transportation, and there's a lack of money. So that's where we come in.
And there's so much demand and interest, it's not just SOPO seeing so many folks coming in. New bike co-ops are still opening around the country. And these days, all the co-ops are happy to watch people who came in carrying their bikes leave riding them. After all, those same people often come back and help someone else looking for a new start on an old bike. For the Environment Report, I'm Dana Goldman.